Have you tried washing it off?
Oh, good idea.
Or maybe I'll just come back later.
Hang on. I need you for something.
Oh, please, don't make me wash your thigh.
Now, you know Peter's taken some unpaid leave to take part in that new reality TV show?
Yes, and Thea Turner presents Britain's Next Top Shark Wrangler. Yes.
Well, he usually does that late-night legal phone-in on local radio. I've been trying to find someone to take over for a bit.
Oh, really?
No, I've asked everyone I can think of, the lawyers, the work experience boy, even the cleaner. Apparently everyone in this office has a very busy social life.
I don't.
I'm trying to think of someone else.
I could do it.
Can you think of anyone?
Well, there's me.
What?
Me.
Oh, I didn't think it was really your bag.
Well, you see, that's where you're wrong. It is my bag. With my name on it.
But you're... Well, you.
Stepping up to the plate, Brian. My time is now.
Are you sure?
Well, do you know what? If I have one fault, Brian, it's almost that I'm too much of a people person. It was me. I brought all the donuts for everybody today.
Well, I suppose a proper solicitor is better than nothing. 9 p.m. at Citywide FM. Try not to be awful.
That's a baseline I can work with.
I think it is a mole.
A radio show, Fiona. Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
I don't know why I volunteered. I can't do something like that. I'm going to freeze up.
Do you know, I'd be an awesome DJ.
It's not a DJ. It's a legal phone-in, Susan. Look at you. You're not legally qualified.
You still need a bit of showmanship, don't you, you know?
No, the law is the most important bit. Do you even realise how much work it takes to be a lawyer?
You just need a wig, don't you? I mean, it's essentially the same as a clown, but with bigger words.
But Liz, you never stuck at anything, did you? What's the longest you've ever had as a job? And I don't mean self-employed.
Well, I worked at that electrical superstore for a while. I was in charge of microwaves and vacuum cleaners.
For 2 weeks.
It's more impressive if you say a fortnight.
Do you know what you are, Susan?
Oh, don't you say
it.
Do
you know what you are?
Don't you dare.
It doesn't
get funny. Do you
know
what
you are?
Don't you dare.
You're a lazy Susan.
That's ruined my life, that has. I can't go into a Chinese restaurant without everyone laughing.
What am I going to do? I'll just call him. I'll call him and tell him I made a mistake.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Tell you what, I'll come with you to the studio. You've got the law bit sorted. I'll coach you in the most important bit. The pizzazz. Go on.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, go on. I could make you a star and I'll take care of your ride and teach you how to connect with an audience and I'll smile at you and tell you you're fabulous and you could cry if you want and I wouldn't even laugh at you. I'll be there all the way, like, you know, like Cagney and Lacey, you know, bolster your confidence, make you feel brilliant and clever and amazing and it'll be
fine,
a...
Fine, yes. All right, then. Come on, you can come along.
It works every time.
OK, Fiona, Mike's already in the studio, so if you pop in next to him, that'll be great.
Oh, God, I feel sick.
And you can stay here. Don't touch the buttons.
I'm her sister. Thank you very much, Mr. Engineer. I need to check the star of the show is feeling loved and valued. Fiona? Fiona, can you hear me?
You've pressed the button that switches on the air conditioning.
Damn it.
Law.
Yeah, the special guests for the Family Fun Day are a tribute band to 80s superstars Black Lace. The brilliant Grey Cotton will be appearing between 1 p.m. and 1:15. Great. Now it's on to our regular legal clinic. How much can I sue you for? Unfortunately, our regular host is away, so we're joined by solicitor and mother of none, Fiona. Maybe you'd like to introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, name's Fiona.
You can speak up.
Hello, my name's Fiona. Sorry.
Whoa there.
Oh, God. Sorry, that was right. Me.
You're amazing, Fiona. Just remember how fantastic you are. Say it, Fiona. Say you're fantastic.
I'm fantastic.
Mean it.
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, that's nice, but do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sorry, it was just somebody was speaking in my ear.
You're number one. No one can touch you when it comes to legal advice. You're a warrior. You're the brave heart of the courtroom.
Shut up, Susan!
Yeah, let's switch the talk back off for a while now, shall we?
Okay. Well, name's Fiona. I have an LLB honours from Kildonan University. And I spent 10 years working in general litigation. Like soap operas and I like Mediterranean food. And I'm here to help in every way that I can.
An open-ended promise there from a lawyer. Watch your wallets.
Lawyers are usually very professional, you know.
So are assassins. Now, let's... let's get to the first call. Who's on line one?
Hi, my name's Rob.
I need to be able to speak to her.
I don't think you're helping, Susan.
But I need to feed her lines if she gets nervous.
Are you a solicitor as well?
That doesn't matter, honestly. Just because you go to college for a while and memorise stuff doesn't make you more qualified than me to advise on the law.
It really does.
She's dying in there.
So my top tip is to make a list. You can never go wrong with a list.
Wow, that's fantastic. Like, the lawyer that they had on before just used to talk, like, in Latin and that all the time. You know, you just tell it like it is. Straight down the line, no nonsense.
Oh, well, thank you. Like to think of myself as the woman who lives next door.
Yeah, well, my neighbour slashed me tyres.
Figure of speech. Mike, bail me out.
Right, sorry, we have to move on. The switchboard is on fire. Next, it's Dave, who bought a goat, thinking it was a Jack Russell puppy. Dave, how the hell does something like that happen?
Oh, my God. Did you see how many people called in?
You're amazing, Fiona. I've already listened to it 3 times.
Did you give Blake the front door key again?
Well, I couldn't lock him out. He's like my pet.
I'm almost completely house-trained.
Blimey. Social media's gone mad. You've got 20 new followers on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter.
I set up an account for you. I thought it was important that I protected the brand.
Really? And do they like me?
They love you.
Ooh.
Fiona's very clear. Hashtag accent. Exceptional use of the past participle. Hashtag sexy grammar. Ooh. Seriously, this is brilliant.
Oh, and do you know what's so funny? I was just being myself. Nothing special, just me.
You are special.
Very.
Blake, you're coming with me next time. She's going to need protection from fans.
I'll wear my karate suit.
That's not really necessary, is it?
The two most important criteria for security are A, looking the part, and B, loyalty. Complete and utter loyalty. I would be prepared to kill my mother for you.
Right.
Would you like me to do that? I mean, I could. I just need advance notice so I can get the cheap fares to Halifax. She lives there now with her friend Sarah. They make shoes out of bark.
You've got a crack team behind you, Fiona. The only way is up, lady. Law, hookah. What
is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Call it again. It's Tuesday night. We're back with Fiona, the solicitor here.
Can you let me into the studio? He's sitting too close to her. I need to move her to a place of safety.
Blake, stay there.
Another satisfied customer, though. We'll take a quick break for this record.
Sorry, Fiona, I would have been in sooner, but someone doesn't seem to understand how important it is to keep the talent happy. Look, the show's going brilliantly. It's radio magic. Honestly, you're a natural.
Can I get you anything to drink in the break?
Just some water, please.
If you want to be treated like a star, you have to act like one.
Okay, I'll have some mineral water, please.
Better, and...
sparkling, but left open long enough for it to go flat. With lemon. And 2 ice cubes, please.
I'll see what they've got in the vending machine.
And is Man Mountain going to stand there the whole time?
My name is Blake Aspen. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Bit over the top, mate.
Oh, they're just being a wee bit protective.
And we're back on the air with Fiona answering all of your legal questions. On the line now, we have Claire, who says she's struggling to get her child into the school she wants.
Hiya. Yeah, there's a really amazing school at the end of my street, and I want my daughter to go there, but the council says she can't.
Oh, well, that's not really my area of expertise.
I thought you were a lawyer. I thought you were meant to answer any questions.
Yeah, well, I am, but I, you know, I'm...
You can do it, Fiona. Answer the question. Just think, what would Judge Judy do? I believe in you. This woman needs help.
Oh, no. Wait. Right, OK. I'll tell you what to do. OK. What you need to do, Claire, is not take no for an answer. Yeah, that's it. Just you send your daughter there. Just take her and leave her. And just keep doing that every day until they let her in. Just don't you take no for an answer.
Do you think that'll work?
Oh, I do, of course. Who's going to throw a wee girl out of the school?
Does that help you, Claire?
Too right. No, I mean, I thought, you know, with it being an all-boys school, that, you know, I was on a hide into nothing, but now I've had actual legal advice, I'm going for it.
Maybe I should have asked a few more questions.
You're bold, you're brash, you're brilliant.
Well, another success story for our legal clinic there, and once again, the switchboard is lit up. Back soon after this record.
Here's your drink. Sorry it took me a while.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, what is this?
It's fizzy water.
That's outrageous. Are you going to put up with that from an engineer?
What's wrong with it?
I wanted fizzy, but this is too fizzy. Do you know what will happen if I drink this? Do you? I mean, do you? Do you even care?
Tell him.
I'll tell you. I'm going to start burping. That's right. And is that what my fans want to hear? Evening all. Welcome to the legal surgery, when I'm going to be farting from my mouth for the next hour.
That's brilliant, Fiona. That's exactly why I was talking about it. You're a star. You own this.
So, remember, folks, call in with any legal problems.
Or any problems.
Yeah, was it?
Any problems. Anything. Anything. Just let me know. Here to help. To get away from you. Oh, I need to go and have a wee lie down. I've given so much to my fans this evening. I'm dry.
Have fun.
Yeah, nap like a star.
Do you think this is going to her head a bit, Susan?
She is a celebrity, I suppose, but...
I've got 18 new followers on Twitter. Champagne, please!
Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
No! My public love me, they do. They really, really love me. Yeah, can you play that back to me, please, Phil?
Fiona fuck the law.
What's going on?
I thought we might run things a little bit differently tonight, Mike.
Well, how do you mean?
Look, you're a nice guy and all that, but let's face it, you don't exactly set the world of entertainment on fire, do you?
And you do?
I thought this evening we should switch seats.
Her thoughts are priceless jewels.
And what am I meant to do?
You can do the buttons and stuff, but leave all the important things to me.
Who do you think you are?
Blake.
Fine. Crack on.
You're not allowed in there anymore.
She wanted me to smell of morning dew. Something about it inspiring her. So I rolled around in the park, but I ended up smelling of something else. So she's punishing me.
She's enjoying the attention, isn't she?
Shh. We mustn't criticise her. She knows everything.
Yeah, whatever.
She says she knows you're talking about her.
Sorry, Blake. See, you're a moron. You're a moron.
And could you get her a goat's cheese salad, but without goat's cheese?
You mean just a salad?
I mean a goat's cheese salad, but with no goat's cheese.
Fine.
And she said she'll be hungry in precisely 8.5 minutes.
Oh, God.
I know you're looking at her, mate. Don't make me hurt you.
You're wearing a T-shirt with the princess from Frozen on it.
Let It Go is a classic song.
You're about as frightening as Ross Kemp.
Thanks.
So, let's get to it. Next caller is Leslie from Watford. What's your issue, Leslie?
Well, I'm having an affair with my boss and I think I'm in love with him.
I hear your girlfriend. Tell me more. Let it all out.
Oh, I want to be with him, but I don't think he's going to leave his wife.
Oh, have you asked him to?
Yes, but he said he didn't want her to know about it.
Well, sweetie, I'll tell you what you need to do. Take control.
What, you mean dump him?
No, I do not. Call his wife, tell her everything.
Really?
We need to go to a commercial break now.
Don't you touch that button, Mike. Blake?
I don't want to hurt you.
You listen to me, Leslie. You love that man. Why shouldn't you have him? His wife has had him for too long. Why shouldn't you be happy for once?
This is meant to be a legal phone, and this is a bit out of the parameters.
I've got him!
You call her and you tell her everything. How long it's been going on, how many times you've done it, where you've done it, everything. Don't spare a single detail. You know, you babes, you just be honest. And I bet you he'll have a ring on your finger before that week is out.
Oh, my goodness. Do you really think I should?
Do it. Hang up and do it right now. And let us know how well it goes, OK, babes?
Thanks. I'm so excited.
Me too. Another satisfied customer. Now we'll take a wee break and we'll be back after these.
Fiona fought the law and Fiona won.
Tell people to do things like that?
I think I just did, and I think you'll find that she was delighted.
I need to call the head of production.
Shall I let her in, boss? It's Susan.
Yeah, she may enter.
It wasn't easy to find a salad at this time of night.
And what is this? Is this a goat cheese salad without the goat cheese?
Yes.
Really? A little bit odd, because I can't smell any cheese. And I certainly can't taste any. Blake, lick this wee bit of lettuce. Can you taste any cheese?
No cheese.
I don't understand the difference.
I don't like cheese, but I like it when the cheese flavour is absorbed by the lettuce. Otherwise, it's just a boring old salad.
I got you blue cheese dressing.
Is blue cheese goat cheese? Is blue cheese goat cheese?
No.
Hey, will you eat the salad? Eat it.
I don't want to.
Blake, open our mouth and shove it in.
I don't want to. Stop it. Don't you see what you've become?
I've become what I always should have been. I'm a star.
You're a lawyer on a local radio station with 87 Twitter followers. The engineer's got more than you.
I've got 45,000.
Well, I'm like a god. People adore me. You just hate it because I've outgrown you, because I don't need you anymore. Feel free to go if you want. Fine. I quit.
Get your own cheese salad that doesn't have any cheese on it.
You can't slam a door in a studio.
I bet he's got a sound effect.
I do.
Shall I go after her and sort her out?
Well, only if you want to join her, Blake. Do you? Is that what you want? Really, Blake?
Never, boss.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Next, we have a caller who roller skated down the stairs on a hen night. Can I sue the council for not warning me about the danger of stairs? The answer is yes. The council should always warn you of all the dangers. Legal me up!
Doors closing.
It's a wee bit strange being back in the office, but it's nice to keep in touch with my roots, so to speak. Visit the little people. Make sure no one approaches me, Blake.
I am your human shield.
Door opening.
Oh, please, everyone, no pictures.
Get out of the way! Star coming through!
Is anyone paying attention?
Not really.
They're probably just starstruck. Carry me to my office.
Why is a man carrying you?
So I don't hurt myself, Brian.
Right, I need to talk to you about the radio show.
You're more than welcome. I just do what comes naturally. The listeners just can't help but fall in love.
Yeah, Peter's back from his television show. He tried to kiss a great white shark, and it didn't like it.
My back is a little sore.
Shh, Blake. What's your point, Brian?
Well, he wants back on the radio.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure Roger Moore would like Daniel Craig to take some time off as well, but it isn't going to happen.
This isn't really a request.
Don't you know who I am?
Fiona?
That's right, Fiona. And you can tell Peter that he can have his radio show back when my public tire of me, which will be 20 past never.
Are you on something?
I'm on the crest of a wave, baby, and the wave is called the law.
I don't mean to disobey orders, Your Excellency, but I wondered if I might gently place you somewhere as I stopped breathing around a minute ago.
Fiona won the law, and Fiona won.
Welcome, one and all, to Legal Me Up with Fiona, the show that's taken the airwaves by storm. On line one, we have Jodie, who needs a wee bit of marriage advice. Jodie, tell me everything.
It's about my husband.
Uh-huh, and what's he done?
He's cheated on me with someone at his work.
What a bastard! Was it a shock when you found out? Tell me everything, every little detail.
My marriage was perfect. He paid the mortgage. I got the evenings to myself when he was out with his bit on the side. He came home at the weekend and fixed things around the house while I went out with my friends. Now everything's out in the open. It's ruined. He's moved out and asked for a divorce.
God, keep talking, Jodie. Let it all out. Drip all your problems all over me.
And you know who I blame. You, Fiona.
I'm sorry? Why?
You ruined my life. You were the one who told his little tart to phone me.
Oh, wait a minute. I just give advice here. What people do with that advice is entirely their business.
Yeah, and I just give out punches. What people do with those punches is their business. And I'm coming down to that radio station to give you a present. You're not going to get away with ruining my life. I'm going to teach you a lesson about relationships. A very hard lesson.
Hello? Hello? We're going to take a break now. Blake? Oh, where are you?
You went out to get you your frozen fruit ice pudding.
My sorbet! There's a mad woman on her way to see me!
I'd love to help, but I'm just an engineer. I'm not allowed to approach the talent. Sorry.
Oh, no. She's going to kill me. Susan, I'll phone Susan. Come on. Come on.
You know who I am. You know what I'm about. Leave a message. Laters.
Susan, it's me. I need your help. There's a woman come to the station. She's going to beat me up. I really need your help. Blake's not here and I'm all alone. I'm sorry I said the things I did. I just got a wee bit carried away with myself. Please help me. I'm going to hide in the toilets. Come and find me. Hurry.
Get away.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Please don't hurt me.
Fiona, stay in the cubicle.
Susan, you came.
Of course I did. I'd catch a grenade for you. I'd wonder why someone was throwing a grenade at you, and I'd probably try and dodge it first, but, you know, if I had to, I'd catch a grenade. I would. Now, shh.
Where is she?
I am here. I am Fiona.
You sound taller on the radio.
The magic of the wireless, really, isn't it?
Well, my name is Jodie, and I'm going to smash your face in.
Or are you going to not do that?
No, I'm definitely going to do that.
Well, you could, and I would parry with a flurry of blows that would almost certainly cause you a great deal of pain. Have you seen The Matrix?
Of course.
It's practically a documentary of my life.
Just stand still, so I can hurt you.
Why don't you stand under the hand dryer and I'll sing Total Eclipse of the Heart? Everyone loves a wind machine. Let's do that. I've got a man.
And?
He does anything I tell him to.
Go on.
He's young and tall and very strong, like an ox. An ox who loves doing household chores.
And he'd do anything I tell him to?
Anything.
I need someone to help me clear out the loft and mow the lawn.
He loves a loft. And a lawn.
I'll probably just hit you instead.
He sings. He sings like the sweetest songbird.
Sounds soppy.
He sings like a lumberjack who's just killed a bear by the sheer force of his masculinity.
Better.
Take him. For the weekend. You know, see what you think. I know it's not going to solve all of our problems, but it's a start, yeah?
Fine. I won't kill you today. Where is he?
He's out the front. You can't miss him. He's all manly and butch. Tell him that Fiona told him he has to do anything you want.
Fine. But this isn't over, you know.
You saved me. And I was awful to you.
You were. But you know what, sis? You can be awful to me. And I can be awful to you. But no one else can be awful to you. That's what family's all about.
I was so frightened.
You owe me big time.
Anything. I'll do anything.
I know you will. There's a woman on a tractor. That means an agricultural accident. Take a drink, Fiona. Take a drink. You promised you'd do anything.
All right, fine.
Oh, this is brilliant. There's an unidentified liver condition, a racist patient, and a gay teenager. We're going to get smashed.
Brilliant.
You're only allowed to stop when you take a drink, slave.
But it's horrible, Susan.
Keep plaiting my hair.
How does your toe hair get so long?
Nervous nurse takes a personal phone call and loses a patient in the hospital. It's a jackpot!
You've been listening to Sisters, starring Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen, Nick Helm, Alex Lowe, Nico Tatarovitz, Tom Parry, Liz Kingsman and Deborah Stevenson. It was written by Susan Kalman and the producer was Molly Friedman-Batu. Sisters is a Hattrick production for the BBC.